Unit 6. Sharing economy helps startups.
Meet Tessa Crockett, one of London's most popular Airbnb hosts. In an age of rising living costs, this former set designer has turned her London home into her main source of income.
This has changed my life beyond what I could have imagined. The fact that I could use my home as a resource, and that I share my home with other people, and that I share myself as a resource, is extraordinary.
Founded in 2008, Airbnb has transformed the world of online accommodation, allowing private landlords to rent out rooms just like a hotel.
In the last years, some of the startups that challenged big businesses have become big businesses themselves.
Says Debbie Woskov, CEO of Love Home Swap, which is, similarly to Airbnb, a platform to exchange and rent homes.
So if you look in the UK and you look at websites like Airbnb or BlaBlaCar, these are big businesses with big revenues globally.
And in this age where there is no shame in sharing, other doors are opening too. BlaBlaCar offers a platform for drivers to rent spaces in their vehicles, offsetting the costs of a journey. I met with Nicolas Brusson, the co-founder of BlaBlaCar.
We have over 10 million people using the service in Europe. We carry over 2 million people every month. So that's like two times bigger than the Eurostar, the high-speed train from London to Central Europe. So we quickly realized that the need is actually a global need. So it's not just for the UK or for the rest of Europe. It's actually something that can and now works for us, for example, in Russia.
Yet even some of today's entrepreneurs admit to borrowing their business models from the past, like Girl Meets Dress, the product of a serial entrepreneur and former fashion PR. I paid the founders, Anna Bance and Javier de Lecaro Sakise, a visit in their small store in central London.
Dress rental has really been around since the 1960s, so it's not a particularly new idea. What we did is we took it online and we made it about designer fashion and brands that everybody has heard of. The sharing economy has done a lot of good for renting. It's offering women something they didn't have before, and women really love it.
Startups like these are becoming so important that they collectively earn their own status in the form of a sharing economy.
The sharing economy has been great because now we've got something to call what these businesses are really about. So, for example, hotels, they are part of a sharing economy. And it's pretty much what we're doing here. We've got assets and we're renting them month by month or week by week.
Back at Tessa Crockett's, she's putting her heart and cash back into a home with plans to expand and create another room, also soon to be available for rent online. Paul Dos Santos, CNN, London.